the Civico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go through the looking glass and beyond to find you a realm that other talk shows dare not invade. And that's what this is all about with our show. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, and they won't, and they shan't. And by the way, 1 week from tomorrow morning, 1 week from tomorrow morning, we'll be on Fox and Friends. We will not be on Fox and Friends tomorrow morning because the Radio Rumble will not be happening. It's been preempted for something else, but we'll be on Fox and Friends a week from tomorrow a.m. And we want to thank Gary Lycan for a beautiful piece in the Orange County Register. Beautiful review of our show. Thank you so much, Gary. And a lot of the good people out there in the print world giving us tons of love. Don Anthony's morning show boot camp we will be at in Miami at the end of the month. Then I'm visiting my relatives in Toronto, Canada. And I hope that that cat up there, what's his name, Strombo, lets me go in and watch the show, whatever.
How do you pronounce that guy's name anyway?
I don't know. Strombolopoulos. Seriously. No, George, you know that you have to do that. And anyway, so thank you all. Let's get down to it here tonight. We're back from vacation. Lots to get to. Yes, I know all about Anthony Weiner. And we will probably be dealing with that this evening. We are going to kick off tonight, though, talking a little bit about the Casey Anthony trial with Bobby Dooley. And we'll get you up to speed on that. Next hour, we're talking with a substitute middle school teacher, Clara Bingham, on a new phenomenon in this country, a way for school districts and schools to make ends meet. They're having children who bring their lunches to school or bring their breakfasts or snacks to school to pack their garbage out. So the kids have to take their garbage that they create with them out of the school, and Ms. Bingham is going to be talking with us about that as well. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We have three brand-new affiliates to talk about here this evening, WMGG in Tampa, WCAR in Livonia, Michigan, in the suburbs of Detroit, and WKBZ, Muskegon, Michigan. All new stations on a great network of stations, 130, 140 strong, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And also our website, philhendryshow.com. If you're missing an affiliate, you want to know where there is one close to you, just please visit our website. We've got an affiliate list there. We also have merchandise. You can buy yourself a ball cap, find out where your affiliate is, watch the video cast, laugh yourself sick, miss school, miss work. Who cares? Anyway, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us. There's going to be, as I understand it, Ms. Dooley, from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, a tour leaving later this month or early July. When will that be?
Right now, Phil, it will be in early July. We will be landing in Orlando, we think, after the 4th, though.
Okay, and this is to visit the Casey Anthony trial.
If there are two distinct tours that we're offering the residents of Western Estates. One will deal directly with the Casey Anthony trial, and will have as an adjunct my walking tour of the notable spots, important spots, in the Casey Anthony case. The other will focus entirely on the walking tour. Both of them include airfare and hotel. We think they are a tremendous value for the week. We're talking now, Phil, inclusive of airfare,
$6,500. $6,500 is the airfare and hotel?
And hotel. And on two of the days where we do provide a boxed lunch on two of the walking tour days. There's a three-day walking tour. We do provide the box lunch on the first 2 days. If you are going strictly for the walking tour...
All right, well, I go ahead and say the last thing, because I wanted to get really into the reasons why you're doing this.
Well, the reasons why we're doing it, I think, are going to be obvious, but I just wanted to say that the walking tour, if you're only going for the walking tour, that will be 3 days of the box lunch. I will be providing notes. I'll also be passing out the notes to people. Anyone who is there for academic or research reasons, and certainly the media like yourself, that we are available for interviews.
This is a trip to Orlando, Florida, sponsored by your homeowners association, to tank in the Casey Anthony trial.
To take in at least 1 or 2 days of the trial.
Do you guys have seats already set up for this trial?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, how are you going to get in? Because I've been watching the trial.
Oh, no. We'll be there in the morning, Steve and myself. And I can assure you that one way or the other, we're going to be able to get three or four people in per day for the week. So, and we don't plan on going with more than, say, 20 people. So,
are you sold out yet?
We're close to being sold out. But really, one of the reasons, Phil, why I'm on the program is not so much to sell the trip, because we're sure we're going to sell it out.
Can I just go back to one thing, though, Ms. Dooley? You're absolutely certain that you're going to be able to get seats in the courtroom for people who are buying this tour?
Oh, without question. Without question.
Can you tell me how you're going to do that? Because there have been people who've been pushing and shoving. I've been reading stories about people fainting.
No, I know that, Phil. And I just don't think that... I don't want to get into what we're going to do. I know there's an awful lot of very unsophisticated people who will, you know, attempt to get into these high-profile trials in a rather ham-fisted way. I can assure you that my husband and I will get seats for 3 to 4 people a day.
So are you guaranteeing that every person that travels to Orlando with you will see at least one day of the Casey Anthony trial?
Absolute luck.
Do you know... Wow, I'd love to know who you know.
It isn't about knowing people, Phil. It's about having respect and knowing what to say and what to do.
Well, I mean, I could ask you a bunch of questions about that, but nonetheless, let's move on. So what do you... Our number, by the way, folks, is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Tell me about this trip, the walking tour, as well as the trial day.
Well, it's obviously a fascinating trial. I've been following it, and I finally said to my husband that we have to put something together. This is utterly fascinating. This is a woman who is being charged with killing her daughter, and then leaving her daughter in a bag or some other kind of container in the middle of a field, and the ridiculous lies that she's been telling, the convoluted stories, the people who have been believing these stories. I mean, it is really utterly fascinating. What we want to do is bring people down to the trial, watch some of these people, especially the ones that were believing a lot of the things she said.
Well, a lot of those people are, we're talking about a mother and a father who are absolutely heartbroken, you know.
Oh, I understand that, Phil. It's really interesting to see how they would get conned, though, you know.
Well, they love their daughter.
Well, they love their daughter, but I don't think you love someone so much that you... And I'm going to explain all of this when we take our walking tour. The other thing that we're going to do is visit the street where the Anthonys live on. We will not be invasive. We will not be intrusive. We'll allow people, obviously, to take pictures.
Now, you understand that the Anthonys have had all they're going to be able to take of people coming in front of their house, the media coming in front of their house, cats taking pictures, people walking on the lawn.
No, I understand that, Phil. And we're not going to be there to be rude. We're not.
But you know that they probably got very little patience even for people just to stand there and take pictures.
Well, they're going to have to deal with a little bit of it because we have a constitutional right to go there and look at it. And
Look at what?
To look at what? To look at the house where the murder person lived, and then also we're going down to the field where she left the box that had the kid in it. And so these are all areas, Phil, that are newsworthy, and they are fascinating. I just heard you say that you've been watching the trial.
Yes, I have been watching the trial, but the point that I'm making here is I haven't been watching the trial to the extent that I'm wrapped up in it as one might be wrapped up in a football game. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, this is not a football game.
But Henry, we're talking, the little girl died.
No, I know that. I understand that. But to me, it's a bit morbid. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, we're not on your program, Phil, to have you knock down. We're trying to do something good here.
I can say, Phil, we're trying to do a good thing. Everybody lives.
Okay.
No, I know you're trying to do a good thing, but if you're going there, you said that you're going to take pictures of the house where the murder person lived. What's that?
The murderer, the Casey Anthony.
All right, you know that she's on trial and has not yet been adjudicated guilty.
I understand that, but it is our right as citizens, and you said it the other night, that we can, we're not in the courtroom, so we can say she's guilty if we want to.
Yeah, the other thing is to take a picture of it.
And to get a picture of it. Now, the other, if I could go on, Phil, because I think you're going to understand and your listeners are going to understand a little bit better.
All right.
We're going to go down to the field.
Oh, hold on. That's the other thing. You're going to go down to the field where she left the kid in a box or something.
No, I did not say that. I said we'll go down to the field where the box was that had the kid in it.
Yeah, that's the same thing. And what I'm saying is, don't you feel that's a little hardcore? You know, in terms of the way the way that you're talking about it, you know?
Phil, I'm not sure. It is a serious case, a very, very serious case. Yes, it's hardcore. Yes, it is tragic. We're talking about it as if it's tragic. I'm a mother, okay?
Yeah, you're a mother.
I'm a mother. I have three boys. Are you trying to tell me?
Well, no, ma'am, I'm not trying to tell you.
Are you trying to tell me that I don't have sensitivity to a woman and a mother who may have murdered her child and a grandmother who is absolutely heart sick?
I am not saying that.
Well, then why won't you allow me the respect that is due any mother? Allow me to tell you about what we have planned. We're going to go to the Casey home. We're going to go and look where the box was that had the little kid in it. And the reason why we're saying that is because I heard that the utility man walked by it a couple of times. He couldn't locate it.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Okay, and so you're doing a walking tour.
Yes, I'm going to be doing the tour. We'll get out of the bus. I'll walk people into the field. I'll say, here is where it is. Now, the other, this is where, and also, this is very interesting. And this is fascinating. Apparently, animals fed on the remains.
Oh, God, Ms. Dooley.
No, Phil.
Do you understand that this is what I'm talking about?
It's really interesting.
I am a mother.
You're saying you're a mother. And to bring up the animals and the remains is, this is what I'm talking about. It's morbid.
It is an educational tour, and I wish you would allow me to finish, because there are three areas in that swamp. Where the box was, well, I guess he's not going to...
And where the remains got dragged to.
And where the remains got dragged to. Tasteless and offensive.
And this is your verdict?
This is my opinion. This is my opinion. Why would anybody want to go down to Orlando and take your walking tour as you go, oh, and by the way, here's where the kid was found, and here is where...
People still are a little bit more tuned into the world of crime because of Aphrodite Jones and Investigation Discovery. People want to know about crime and criminality, and I think you not being a mother, you don't understand that as mothers, we get very thick skins about these things. We want to know, is it possible that my daughter is going to kill her kid? And if she does, where is she going to put it? And yes, Phil, yes. If animals are around, where are they likely to drag the remains to?
Oh, God. I hold the line, please.
Well, you know...
Hold the line, please. 877-876-PHIL. You know, I don't give it. I don't care what kind of a mother you are. You got a thick skin about what? I got to find out how this is done? Because if they drag the remains somewhere, that, you know, that to me is the most sickening thing. What do you make of Bobby Dooley's tour and Mr. Dooley, Western Estates Homeowners Association in general, a tour on the Casey Anthony trial? Is it tasteless? Is it offensive? Would you ever consider such a trip? Not me. 877-876-7445 for your phone calls next. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Yeah.
the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Well, famous Phil Henry Show, we'll get back to Bobby and Steve Dooley in just a moment. They're talking about a walking tour of the Casey Anthony trial that they are going to be conducting for the Homeowners Association, flying to Orlando in early July. But first, this word from our good friends at Life Change Tea. What happened to Mark? Bud, where's the Life Change Tea copy, man?
Right there.
Oh, here it is. Yes. Our good friends at Life Change Tea, a sponsor of the Phil Henry Show, and I'd just like you to keep in mind their website, which is getthetea.com. Life Change Tea is an all-natural, it's an all-organic blend specially formulated to do what? To detoxify your filthy insides, okay? Now, I'm not saying that you're filthy and dirty and all of that. I'm just saying that we all accumulate stuff when we eat this stuff, and no matter what it is, we may be eating nothing but broccoli and grain water, man. Grain alcohol? No, not we're not Dr. Strangelove. I mean, rainwater, you know.
What's grain water?
Grain water, I don't know what that is, but we may think that we are living the ideal healthy life, but we're not. That's why you need Life Change Tea, okay? It's formulated to detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, your liver, your colon, your blood, all at once. Now, people who want to lose weight and benefit from the great tasting and non-caffeinated tea of Life Change Tea, this is a great, great product. 45-day money-back guarantee on all Life Change Tea. No gimmicks, just results. And a happier you. So get it. Get to their website, which is getthetea.com, getthetea.com, or call this number, 928-308-0408, 928-308-0408, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to tell them that Phil Henry sent you Life Change Tea, one of our terrific sponsors. Phil Henry Show here, Bobby and Steve Dooley. Our number is 877-876-PHIL as we continue discussing the Casey Anthony trial and the junket or trip that you guys will be taking with members of the Homeowners Association. You're going to do a walking tour. You're going to go in front of the Anthony home. You're going to go to where they found this poor baby's remains. You have Bobby, I'm telling you right now,
he did not come on your program to be subjected to some sort of a lecture. I'm a mother.
I understand that you're a mother. I'd like to know how it figures into being a mother that you're going to go to where they found this child's remains and say the remains were here and then they were dragged over there.
That is essential information for any mother to know.
And why is that essential for any mother to know?
And by the way, Phil, I do take exception to your use of the word morbid. I think it's very insulting.
Why is that important for mothers to know?
It's important for any mother to know what, if she is a grandmother, what her daughter is capable of doing. Your daughter is going to go into the world. She's going to have a child, and you have no idea what she's going to do to that child. You have no idea what she's capable of. And so we are.
So in other words, if I'm a grandmother and I'm a man, but I have to be aware of not the great things that being a grandmother may bring, not the wonderful things of being a mother. I want to start thinking very seriously about what my daughter is going to do to my granddaughter.
Mr. Henry, what do you think's going on in Orlando?
I'll do it, Steve. What do you think is going on in Orlando right now? There is a trial going on. And we are going to take people there so they can see, in case they have a daughter that's going to have a baby, look what this one did.
All right, 877-876-7445 here on the Phil Henry Show. I'm going to go to a phone call here and talk with Bobby and Steve Dooley here. We have Mary in Manhattan. Go ahead, Mary. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, good evening, Phil. This is my first time.
Good evening. Good evening.
Listening to your program.
Ma'am.
I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome
Thank you.
To your guest. I also
Thank you very much.
I appreciate where your guest is coming from when she, you know, in this day, no, let me finish. In this day and age, a lot of people are more investigative now because of all these programs that you have on TV. You don't want to hear what you hear on TV, you know, these little bits of the trial. More people want to get more involved. So I think what you're trying to say is that you're trying to piece together this psychopathic, this criminal's mind so that maybe.
Hold on for a minute. Mary, will you hang on for a minute? Bobby, would you not go, mm-hmm, mm-hmm?
Your
You're going, and I'm like, it's disturbing. Hold the line, Mary. We're going to be back after this commercial break. Mary, you hang on. Okay. Bobby, you hang on. And we're going to be right back after a commercial break. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. As we talk with Bobby and Steve Dooley about a tour they're taking to Orlando for the Casey Anthony trial and all of the interesting spots, like where they found this child's body. Is it morbid? Yes. Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.
Phil Hendry. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, and welcome back here as we talk with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. The Casey Anthony trial, which is now on, I believe it's 28th or 29th day, is it's a heartbreaking trial. It's an unbelievable trial. If you watch this, Bobby, as I have, you're looking at a family coming apart. You're looking at an American family that has been destroyed.
Well, Phil, you know, you're talking like you're John Dos Passos or Ernest Hemingway.
No, I'm not. I'm saying something very real. I'm looking at that mother, that Cindy, the father, George, the daughter, a granddaughter gone, a son. This family is destroyed. Their daughter is going to go to prison. Their baby granddaughter is dead. They have a son who's getting married. Any grandchildren they have obviously will come by way of their son. But it's unbelievable.
And Phil, all the better for us to go to Orlando and get to the bottom. And that's why I want to go to the District 9 Medical Examiner's office. I know Dr. G. Okay.
You know the medical examiner.
I know Dr. G, yeah. And if we're able, I would like to recreate what that car, and let me finish, Phil, what that car smelled like.
And oh, God.
But then you've been prejudiced.
You're prejudicing this tour, Phil.
No, I'm not. I don't know how in God's name you're going to get a medical exam, especially this Dr. G. Apparently she's very well known. Is on television, everything. Here is Mary again, hanging on very patiently in New York City. Mary, go right ahead, Mary.
Okay, I just wanted to wrap things up. I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to call. It's a very good topic because so many people, and you know, in today's times, you know, with the media coverage and you know, so much information out there, we do get fixated on certain high-profile crimes and things like that. So I remember the case when it first started, and I definitely believe the mother was had something to do with this in the beginning when she didn't report the little girl missing. So as a mother,
well,
like you said,
why not take our tour?
Yeah,
we're going to go into the field. Mm-hmm. Have you ever, and I don't mean to intrude, Mary, do you know what a dead body smells like?
Yes, I
know. What has that got to do with that? What has that got to do with, and Mary, you do know, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Do you, Mr. Hendry?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. It smells, it's nauseating, okay?
Right, you never forget the smell.
You know, it's there's no other smell like it.
Right.
Well, I haven't, and I feel as if we have a right.
But
and if Dr. G can somehow make available to us the remains of a human to put into, we're going to rent a sunbird, we're going to, if we can, inform the interior with this aroma, and then...
And then what? Have everybody on the tour stick their head in the sunbird and smell it?
Yes. God.
Can I say something that I'm going to go?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Is I think your intentions were good and still are good because you want to bring to light the kind of minds that people can have, and maybe it can be a warning to other people when they see their daughters or children, because men are killing their children also. But I think you're talking about the mindset, you know, behind somebody who's going to just break one day and go off and just kill their child. But I think that more information probably should be given about what happened before the death, so that if you want to use this as a warning to other people, because she seemed to be a psychopath and she had some kind of, you know, mental problem that she's still, she's displaying now while she's on trial. So there's probably things like maybe teachers, you know, people that knew her can tell you about, you know, her.
Oh, there's a good point, yeah.
That,
you know, they always say that a lot of psychopathic people when they were little kids, this is going to sound crazy, psychopathic people when they were little kids would do things like try to flush a kitten down a toilet.
Right, kill animals, stuff like that.
And then when you'd ask them, why are you doing that? You take the kitten away from them, they would cry, not because they felt bad for the cat. They cried because they didn't have their toy to flush down a toilet.
Yeah, they got
I don't know what either one of you are talking about.
What I'm talking about.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about the stink in that car.
Okay, we heard you about it. Mary, thank you.
Okay.
You're right. We got to take a break. And thank you, Mary, very much for your call, though. I appreciate that. 877-876-PHIL. Ms. Dooley, you know, to say you know Dr. G there from District 9 and say you're going to procure a what? You're going
to... No, I would appreciate if you're not speaking to me in an accusatory term. I'm saying that...
You just mentioned a very prominent medical examiner who you think is going to give you access to the remains of a human?
No, I did not. See, that's where you got it wrong. No, I did not.
No, she did, Mr. Henry.
No, I did not. I said, if you'll let me finish.
Go ahead.
I said that if the District 9 Medical Examiner's Office could make available a corpse to inform the interior of the Sunbird.
What does that mean, inform the interior?
Spread the smell of it.
Yes, to imbue it.
To get the some rented Sunbird to smell like a dead body was in it.
If you want to put it that way, yes. But that's, I'm not saying that I'm going up to Dr. G and I'm saying you owe me a favor. She doesn't owe me anything. I know her. I did do her one favor because she looks a little, she looks very athletic. And I had said to someone, no, she's not blank, blank, blank. You could see the looks on their face. Is she a you know what?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I got to get to some phone calls here. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Do you think that this tour to see the murder site and the principal areas of the murder of this child is at all tasteful? Let's go to Jerry in Indianapolis. Jerry, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Yes, this lady is crazy. Want to take this tour. And the whole idea is just insane. It's totally insane. Why can't you just learn from the news report what's going on and let that be enough? Why can't you just
lie. They lie. The news lies, as you know. And we want the truth. We've got to know. If they speak to you...
What truth will you gather from taking this tour and smelling a dead body in a car and visiting a field where the animals have eaten the body? What truth will you learn from that?
Oh, God, that's the part that I cannot believe.
Mr. Hendry, I'm sorry that the real world upsets you and Jerry, but it's the real world, Phil.
Okay, I know that there's a real world out there, and I understand it's crowding in on us every day. Why do you go seek it out like this? And a box lunch?
Are we supposed to do a tour and not feed people?
You're going to go and look in a field where...
Not only seek it out, you want to reenact it. You know, the real world is real enough. Why is it necessary to reenact the tragedy?
What do you mean reenact it?
You're going to have the car, a Sunbird, which is the car that this woman drove... smelling like a corpse.
That's the only part we're going to reenact. Everything else, except for the fact that... Well, what are you laughing at, sir? A moment ago, you were shocked.
I'm amazed. I'm laughing in shock, okay?
You're
just saying this in a calm voice. It's just unbelievable that you think this is really a good idea.
I'm so sorry for those Americans who think that information... and experiencing life and experiencing something that's fascinating is a bad idea. And
when you say fascinating,
day,
Ms. Dooley,
lady. I experience
the thing
life
that is that's missing.
Have you smelled a corpse in a car? Yes or no?
Well, it's got nothing to do with anything.
It's not necessary.
Where'd you smell a dead body, Phil?
None of your business. How about that?
Well, then I don't believe it.
All right, you want to know?
Yes.
In an apartment that I was going to rent.
What?
That's exactly right. In an apartment I was going to rent, and I found out later the cops found a body in it.
You're a liar.
I'm not lying. You asked me, I'm telling you. And I'm telling you right now, it smelled like I ain't smelled it before or since.
Well, then how come we don't get to do that?
Oh, you want to get to do that, huh? No. You want, like, you're going up? I mean, what do you think it is, an all-day sucker or a ride at Disneyland? You want to get to do it?
You know, Phil, I came on your... And, Jerry, you don't relate to this at all. You think that I'm out of my mind. Go ahead and say it. I'm a mother, and I want to know how to protect my children.
I'm a father.
All right, don't you want to know what your daughter will eventually do to one of your grandkids?
My daughter will
leave it in the field?
To one of my grandkids. I'm sorry.
You don't know that. You don't know that, Jerry. One of these days, Jerry, you're going to get into... What kind of car do you have? If you don't mind me asking.
What difference does it make? What difference does it make?
I'm just asking, what kind of a car do you have? Is it a sports car? Is it a...
It's a sports car.
All right, let's say you drive a Camaro. One day you get into that Camaro...
And yeah, we know, and it's going to smell like a dead body.
How dare... Oh, my God. I love the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy of telling me that I'm out of line and the two of you laughing. I love it.
I love the hypocrisy. You are out of line.
No.
You're saying that every person out here is going to experience this one day, so you want to set everyone up so they won't be shocked. Because everyone in this world is going to experience this. You're saying this
you look at that,
fact that I'm going to
Mr. Henry said
that my daughter, which I don't have, is going to kill my grandchild and put it in my car. You say everyone out there is going to experience it, so you're preparing these folks that you're taking on this tour so it won't be such a shock to them when it happens to them.
I can tell you this much. That's an American family, as Mr. Henry just said, that has been wrecked by this tragedy. Had they seen it coming, maybe they could have done something about it. And, Jerry, you don't have a daughter. You have a son. Same difference.
Yes.
You get into your Camaro one day, and it smells like what died, which is exactly what, you know.
Cindy Anthony used that expression. People say that when someone cuts a fart, they say what died. They say that when there's something.
Excuse me?
She didn't mean literally what died. She had no idea that she
yes.
had been that a dead body had been in that car. This woman just wanted to know what the hell was stinking her car up. Jerry, thanks so much for your call, and thank you for injecting a little bit of sanity here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let me take another phone call here. I was going to break, but let's take a call here from Solomon in Greensboro. Go ahead, Solomon. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
What really
yes, sir.
Tells and thinks about this thing is your guest said.
Mm-hmm.
You putting this thing off as a civic thing that you need to do, and yet you're calling it a tour, and it's a commercial enterprise. You're charging people to go on the tour. There's classrooms for the type of thing that you're talking about. These people that go on this tour are not going to learn those things.
Well, sir, what classes teach you? What classes show you exactly where the lower portion of a body was dragged by a possum?
Would you stop, please? It's making me sick.
There are classes for that. I'm saying, well, then you start a class. Then you start a classroom for that.
This is practical. It's hands-on.
Yes, hands-on.
Mm-hmm. You go to the place. No, why would you say it's commercial? Is it commercial to have a private university?
Pardon?
Is it commercial to have a private university? Yes, but necessary. That's what I am doing. It's the Bobby Dooley University of, you know, why does the car stink?
The Bobby Dooley University of why does the car stink?
The point that I'm making, it's the University of the Dead.
Go ahead. The University of what?
It's the Bobby Dooley School of a Dead.
Of a Dead Kid.
Of a dead kid.
Oh, that's really respectful.
Yeah.
What?
And what are you going to do after this?
Are you a grandfather, sir?
I'm a great grandfather.
All right. How would you like it if your granddaughter took your great grandchild and just left it in a car for a weekend, just to really get the interior stinking it up?
I wouldn't like it at all. But this is not the answer. But what you're doing is not the answer to that.
Not the answer.
That those things wouldn't happen.
If you want to go and take a criminology class, like Solomon may be saying, or a law enforcement, or
Phil, that's not the hands-on practical experience, of going down and saying, see, there's Universal. That's where she was working while the kid was there in the trunk, see?
The people that go on the tour are going to learn from this and take home from that.
Well, as I said, hopefully, Solomon, and I said this to Jerry, a gentleman like yourself will look differently at your daughter and think, okay, what's she got in mind for that kid? Mr. Henry, not you, Solomon, but Mr. Henry, you deserve to hang by the neck.
Oh, do I, really?
For laughing at that?
I think it's funny when you say, what's a grandfather, a man, this gentleman's going to look at his daughter and say, I wonder what she's got in mind for my grandkid.
I mean, you can't shock me by making it personal to me.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you was, what is the benefit of what are you doing to humanity?
What we're learning more and more is that what these kids can do if we give them the right or the wrong kinds of food.
Well, we already know this.
They
we
go out and they strangle kids
we don't
and then
have
go
to
dancing.
Go on a tour to learn these things.
What is the what's the differential between strangling a kid and then being on the dance floor at Fusion? How much time?
How much time? What?
Well, how much time elapses between the time that you chloroform the kid, leave it in a bucket, you know,
and get out
and
on the dance?
And if I take your tour, I can help. If I take your tour, I can help prevent those things.
Yes. Well, at least you'll know your daughter's going out dancing.
All right. Okay.
I already know she's capable, like any human being, of doing these things.
Of course you do. But your daughter's going to go dancing. But do you know that she just left five minutes before a child in a cardboard box?
She wouldn't go dancing, but she would go and play basketball.
All right. So your daughter goes and plays basketball. Meanwhile, something's really ripening the inside of her car. That's what I'm saying.
You're talking about this like they're not even human beings.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
What you doing going to prevent those things?
I just told you. I don't know how many different ways I can say
it. I'm saying,
you, Solomon, you're going to look at your daughter and you're going to say, you're not playing basketball.
Mm-hmm. No.
I got a corpse-sniffing dog and you're taking me to work.
Okay. Solomon, thank you very much, sir. We have to take a break, but you're a very good man for putting up with this asinine line of reasoning. You're not going to play basketball. I got a corpse-sniffing dog, and you're taking me to where?
I think you're going to go find a grandkid.
877-876-PHIL. You know, I remember being in Atlanta when a particularly horrific crime had been committed. A little child had been murdered. And they finally found this child, and eventually they charged the father. But there was this morbid fascination with the spot where they found the child. It became almost a tourist attraction. I mean, people were lining up, parking their cars, going over to where the site was. It was almost as if you could start selling hot dogs or balloons. I mean, if you set up a stand there selling chewing gum or candy or something, people might have actually availed themselves. And that's exactly what Mrs. Dooley is doing, and that's exactly what I think is so wrong about this, that a horrible crime has been committed, an entire family is coming apart at the seams in front of our very eyes, and she's taking people on a tour? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, back with Bobby and Steve Dooley. And don't forget PhilHenryShow.com for our podcast and live Phil TV right now.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And we are online at philhenryshow.com right now, as well as our affiliates all over the country. If you want to log on and take a look at our video cast, you can do that. Every single night that we're on the air, we've got our live video cast, and we have a five-day archive of that, as well as our daily podcast that you can get a hold of through iTunes of the show, and also live on 150 affiliates across the country. Bobby, you wanted to make a point, and I understand that it's a sort of a final. You said that this is your clincher point.
Yes. I think this is what really is going to... I think your audience knows, Phil, listening to me, that we really do have the moral high ground here.
All right, so before you say that, you're going out and you are going to have a tour of where Casey Anthony killed her daughter, where she left the body, where she partied, where she said she worked, which she didn't, the home she lived in, and also you're going to work your contacts with Dr. G at the District 6 or District whatever the hell it is.
District 9, if you've been watching. Oh, wow.
You don't even know it. She's on TV.
She's on television.
Okay, she's on television, District 9.
Yes.
District 9 Medical Examiner Dr. G, to provide a corpse so you guys could put it in a sunbird and smell it.
Well, the way you say that, so you guys can put it in a sunbird and smell it.
Yeah, you're all judgmental.
You're being very judgmental. Yes.
Of course I'm being judgmental. It's the most macabre and morbid thing I've ever heard.
Well, here is the point I was going to make, Bill.
Yeah, I got to hear this. This is your clincher point.
It is my clincher point. And here it is, okay?
Yeah.
Steve and I have, for the longest time, been opposed to the death penalty. Okay? Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, okay.
Well...
Wow. That doesn't
make a dent, does it?
What is that supposed to do for me that you're opposed to the death penalty?
I am opposed to the death penalty on humanitarian grounds. I believe it is cruel and unusual punishment to commit... to kill someone. And so, therefore, I think she can be rehabilitated, and you can't say that what I'm doing is macabre. You're macabre and morbid because you believe in... Oh, he doesn't even get it.
No, I don't. Say it again.
I said... Well, I know you're going to play the music, and I won't be able to say it. But
Phil Henry.
Burn in hell.